Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So things would be pretty quiet, at least you hope, if you're an NFL team, until you get to training camp. And so you start to get more and more of the predictions, the list, the rankings, things like that. Bink is extremely fired up about what some experts had to say about quarterback play. That's coming up at 11. I mean, I walked in for 30 seconds today around 8:30, and Bink was already upset. So that's coming up at 11. He was upset. Yes, immediately.
Well, traffic got me first, and then this did.
Yeah, well, you were, it seems like, yeah, you were on edge from the minute the morning started.
Traffic got me on edge, yeah. But I was already on edge because of this.
Yeah, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that 11. But no, NFL.com was going through divisional quarterbacks. And I had said a few times that I think in the AFC West, QB coach combo, it's his best we've had in a long time, right? You know, whether it's obviously Andy Reid and Mahomes, Herbert and Harbaugh, even Sean Payton and Knicks, and then Pete Carroll and Geno Smith. If you compare that to other divisions, it's right there. And now we actually have rankings to see if anybody agrees or disagrees. NFL.com says the AFC West is the best quarterback division heading into the season. Do you agree with that? Top to bottom?
Agree.
Top to bottom?
100%
yes.
Agree with that.
Yeah, top to bottom, it absolutely has to be. Number two on the list was the NFC West. I thought this was interesting. Kyler Murray with the Cardinals, Matthew Stafford, Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold. Now, Sam Darnold as your floor is not the same way we would have reacted 2 years ago. After last year, if I tell you Sam Darnold's your floor, you say, oh, okay. Now, your top level is Matthew Stafford. Brock Purdy, though, last year was not good. So am I getting Brock Purdy from last year? Or am I getting Brock Purdy that went to, you know, went to a Super Bowl NFC title game, Brock Purdy?
I think that's ridiculous, to be honest with you. Kyler Murray is a never developed guy, shows potential, never quite 100% develops. Matthew Stafford, sure. He's won a ring. He's been good. Brock Purdy's actually gone to the Super Bowl. Okay, it's okay. But then you got Sam Darnold, who completely melted down at the end of the year and cost the Vikings a nice run in the playoffs because he did melt down. If I was covering a team in this conference, I don't even think I would say this conference deserves to be number two as far as quarterbacks are concerned.
I think it's interesting because the way that the article is positioned is it's like a quarterback room grade. It's not like based on certain player. Like if you got a top five player, then they're automatically higher on the list because none of these guys are in the top five out of the list. Stafford ranks eighth. Everybody else is outside the top 12. So them being that high is definitely interesting. It's like the average quarterback division. Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Sam Darnold. And then Stafford's the one good quarterback, like really good quarterback.
Did you agree with number one, though? So you agreed with that?
I think so. I think so because in the same conversation, though, you have one quarterback in the top 10, and that's Mahomes, and then everybody else is outside the top 10. But I think from the way that this person is grading the rooms, it makes sense why the AFC West is at least in the top two or three.
Fair enough. But the second-ranked conference there, the NFC West, that's a joke.
I think the NFC East is better than them, who they have third.
That is third. Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson, Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels. It's not great. I will say this, though.
Dak at 19 also is crazy to
me. Jaden Daniels is a ton of potential. Talk about a rookie that goes to the conference championship game. That's just, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson is, okay, he's been floundering around, but that is going to be a future Hall of Famer, and he does have a ring. And then there's, of course, Dak Prescott that everybody's always got this potential, but he never lives up to that. But, yes, that group of quarterbacks is better than number two.
So, AFC East, I think, should be lower than what they are.
So, yeah, number three was
Josh Allen saves them.
Number three was NFC East. Number four was AFC East. Number five, AFC North. Number six, NFC North. NFC South was seventh in the worst quarterback division. I don't think anybody's going to disagree, right? AFC South. You have Stroud, but then it's Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones, and it's Trevor Lawrence, who has been wildly disappointing, and then Cam Ward, who's a wild card. He was the number one overall pick in this past year's draft. Yeah, I would agree with you on the AFC North should be up at least one spot. I don't think AFC North should be necessarily the second best. When
you can make an argument it's better than number two.
Yeah, the issue is I think Drew was mentioning Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco in Cleveland.
But the one thing about it is they do have a ring there. Flacco has been a comeback player of the year. Hey, listen, he's not great, but he's won a ring. He's been comeback player of the year. Lamar Jackson, two-time MVP. Joe Burrow in that conference. They're slighted. This ring is
stuff
a slight.
The ring stuff isn't part of the category, though. It's like, how good is the quarterback room? I know that Joe Flacco has got a ring, but
they should not be.
You're
right,
not
going
to be great top to bottom. You're not going to be great top to bottom. But Aaron Rodgers, four-time MVP, though. Jackson, two-time MVP. Joe Burrow. Has Joe Burrow been to a Super Bowl? Again, not going to sit here and stump for these guys, but I will say they get screwed.
They should not be fifth. I'll give you that. They should be ahead. The AFC East being fourth is crazy to me. Josh Allen, Tua, Justin Fields, Drake May. How on earth are they ahead of the combination
Josh Allen,
of
that's it.
Lamar, Burrow, and Rodgers before we even get to Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett? That one just makes zero sense. I'm totally with you. I think there's an argument to be made, despite people's perception of the NFC East, like Dak, Jalen Hurts, and Jaden Daniels, before I even get to Russ, that's pretty damn good in terms of quality. Jaden Daniels might be that eventually considered
that
a clear.
Two.
I think Jaden Daniels is already a top 10 quarterback. He might end up being a top 5 quarterback. Jalen Hurts, at some point, we got to put a little respect on the guy's name. He's a
two
top 10 quarterback.
One.
Russell Wilson, for him being the worst quarterback in your division, let me read you the worst quarterbacks in these other divisions. All right. I guess in the North, we would say it's J.J. McCarthy right now. Mm-hmm. In the NFC South, it would be Tyler Shuck or whatever his name is there.
He might not even start.
In the AFC South, it's Cam Ward probably just because we don't know.
You think so?
Well, because we don't know anything about
him. I know, but
him.
I think we can say, I don't think
Anthony
it's
Richardson?
Too far of a jump to say Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones are worse than Cam Ward.
Well, we just don't know.
Correct.
Yeah,
I guess. Which is it?
Drew's not wrong.
The two rooms that could have the most growth, I guess, because we don't know, The AFC South, if all of a sudden C.J. Stroud bounces back and Cam Ward looks like the goods and Trevor Lawrence has a good year, all of a sudden that room is top five. The same thing with the NFC North. They had Caleb Williams at 28. Caleb Williams is going to have a better year than 28th. Are he better? Then you have Jordan Love in there and you have Jared Goff. Like, it's interesting because they have Kyler Murray ranked as a better quarterback than some other people that I don't know if you would actually have him ranked better than. Like, Aaron Rodgers is 22. Is Kyler Murray better than Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers?
No. No.
I don't think so. It's just an interesting list. It gets us talking about stuff.
Well, the one thing is they did get it right. The AFC West is loaded. If Geno Smith is your worst quarterback, then again, 2022, he led the NFL.
They don't even have him
percentage
as the worst quarterback. They have Bo Nix as the worst one, right?
Which, it's debatable between Nix and Smith. Nix is showing
Kyler Murray,
a lot of potential.
They have Kyler Murray ranked better than Bo Nix.
Which is a joke. Bo Nix turned that team around. Love or hate him, he did do it.
No, for sure. No, I'm with you. Yeah, the divisional rankings, I only have an issue. You can argue one or two spots up for the AFC North ahead of the AFC.
If the AFC West wasn't one, we'd have more.
What'd you guys think of Mahomes being number seven?
Yeah, obviously I disagree with that. Obviously. Yeah, if you were wondering, they also ranked each quarterback out. So Mahomes was 7, Geno was 12, Herbert was 11, Bo Nix was 20. I also just think that's wrong. Bo Nix and Geno Smith should not have an 8-spot gap between each other.
Agreed.
Like, I mean, that's crazy to me. That's
who
absolutely
they have
crazy
above Mahomes at 7.
They had Jackson at 1 and Allen at 2, which
and they
can't
also
beat
had
Mahomes
Jane Daniels
in the postseason, which that's pretty big.
Jane Daniels was 5.
Burrow was 3. Jared Goff was 4. They had Jared Goff. They had Baker Mayfield better than Mahomes.
This was off of their QBI thing or whatever that NFL.com uses.
But Baker Mahomes Mayfield didn't have two of his top receivers all year, and people forget that.
They calculated their average ranking based on this QBI, and it says quarterbacks do not appear in the final QBI of 2024 either because they did not participate or because they are incoming rookies, obviously. And the exact average ranking of the three rookies, Williams 28, Bo Nix 29, Jaden Daniels 30. Was what they were heading into last season.
Text line 816 asked, does Goff regress after losing Ben Johnson?
That's a fair question. We'll find out.
Very fair question. I think he does.
I don't think the Lions are going to fall off a cliff, but I think yesterday we were going through and we were talking about the NFC North a little bit, and they're going to go, in my opinion, from a 14-win team to kind of like the Chiefs, from 15 to maybe 12, 14 to 12, 14 to 11. That's the range I think they could fall off because they also lost Aaron Glenn. But Jared Goff, with Ben Johnson and with that system and those weapons, have obviously turned his entire career around. Not that he went to the Super Bowl with the Rams, but still, he is a much better quarterback today than he was the first 3 or 4 years of his career. But yeah, I think it's a fair question to ask. Does that offense as a whole regress? They lost their center, so he lost. Yeah, he'd been working with Ragnow for a couple of years.
Tired.
Yeah, he retired for health issues, I think.
All those injuries on defense and affect the offense. But
Hutchinson's coming back,
field position and everything else.
Hutchinson's coming back, though, for the Lions, which would be huge.
I think he's comeback player of the year, to be honest with you.
What do they do in the draft? They drafted, let's see here.
Detroit.
I'm curious if they, so they went D tackle.
I actually like their draft
O-line,
this year.
Wide receiver, yeah.
I think we liked it when we did the draft coverage because Miles Frazier was interesting, and Tyreek Williams, the defensive tackle out of Ohio State, was interesting as well. It was a pretty conservative draft. It's good, though.
I mean, it's for good. You don't need to be helpful. Aggressive. You don't need to have a great
Miles
draft.
Miles Frazier out of LSU on the offensive line like that.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or?
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.